Once in a town with a lonely gold bird. Yo-lay-ho. Okay, what was the best musical number from Sound of Music? You can't say it if it's not from the Sound of Music. It is when they're trying to escape from the Nazis at the end. There is gunfire.
Oh yeah.
If there's any escape from Nazis, it's worth viewing.
Disclaimer, this episode contains content of an adult nature and it is only appropriate for listeners aged 18 and over. Also, please bear in mind that the opinions and experiences of the podcast hosts are just the opinions and experiences of the podcast hosts and do not represent any non-charitable organizations of which they may be part.
Just massage her legs while we talk about porn, okay? Okay, you're the one that wanted to do this. I thought you wanted to be here. We need to equalize his volume. Can it be done? Can not with 10,000 mortals? Could it is folly.
Welcome to That's Showbiz, baby. And on this week, we have a very special guest.
Oh boy. Guess who it is, you guys?
He's currently regretting all of his life's decisions that brought him to this point. But, Spenny, thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
You wanted this.
You wanted it so bad.
You dressed like you wanted it. Oh, that reminds me. Today, me and Kate were driving around in her van, and she was like, we should do, like, a podcast in the van. And I was like, yeah, we could call it P in the V. And then Kate could be like, welcome to P in the V, our podcast in the van. Anyways.
That's actually pretty good.
It's terrible.
It's hilarious.
A brain play on words, right? That's fantastic.
So today we're talking about pornography. Pornography. Does it sound better in a British accent? I don't know.
But I feel like most things sound better in a British accent.
Okay, so I'm going to read you guys some facts about the history of pornography. Ooh. So pornography is derived from the Greek word porne, which means prostitute. Okay. And graphein, I can't fucking pronounce Greek, what am I, to write. So it literally means prostitute, to write, and it was originally defined as any work of art or literature depicting the life of prostitutes. By that logic, the Bible would be porn because it does talk about the life of the prostitute Rahab.
Yeah.
So porn is subjective. What's considered porn by one society was just considered a regular Thursday by other societies. So, for example, art at the temples in India, art in ancient Greece and Rome, a ton of phallic imagery and depictions of quote-unquote orgiastic scenes, like lol, just say orgy. Many movies and TV shows in our society are considered pornographic in a lot of Muslim societies, for example. Mm-hmm. So back in the day, there were quote-unquote erotic manuals. Here's a how-to.
how-to for dummies.
Such as the Roman poet Ovid's Art of Love, which was a treatise on the art of seduction, intrigues, and sensual arousal. There was also medieval pornography, which, like, why are we calling it that? But it largely depicted the depravity and hypocrisy of monks and other clerics.
Oh, dang.
So Japan, which, like, classic Japan. But Japan possessed a very highly developed culture of visual erotica. Lol, no one is surprised. But they were so much part of the cultural mainstream that they couldn't really be legitimately classified as pornographic. So there was, like, elaborate depictions of sexual intercourse, notionally designed to provide sex education for medical professionals, courtesans, and married couples, and were available as early as the 17th century. So they also had something called makura-e, pillow pictures, literally translated, and they were intended for entertainment and instruction of married couples. Haul out your boy. And so these reached their height during the Tokugawa period from 1603 to 1867, when new technologies allowed the easy manufacture and circulation of erotic prints. The demand became so large that by the 18th century, the government began issuing official edicts against it. Nevertheless, Japanese erotica continues to flourish to this day. So when the printing press kind of came around in Europe, that jump-started the creation of many a pornographic work, which frequently contained elements of humor and romance. Modern Western pornography began its inception with the Enlightenment in the 18th century. Printing technology had advanced enough to permit the production of written and visual materials to appeal to audiences of all kinds. At this time, erotic graphic art began to be widely produced in Paris, and these eventually came to be known as French postcards. So I was thinking that we should just replace the phrase "send nudes" with "send French postcards." Sounds classier.
It does sound.
So apart from the sexual element, porn became a powerful vehicle for social and political protest. So porn was often used to explore daring ideas that were condemned by both church and state. For example, sexual freedom for women as well as for men, and the practices of contraception and abortion. A lot of it also focused on the corruption of the royals and aristocrats, and contributed heavily to discrediting the elites of Europe. Surprise! So the most important author of socially radical pornography was the Marquis de Sade, who combined orgies with long philosophical debates on the evils of property and traditional social hierarchy.
You know, the norm.
What a guy. So by 1837, when Queen Victoria came to the throne, there were more than 50 pornographic shops on Holywell Street, known as Booksellers Row. Porn continued to flourish during the Victorian age in Britain and America, despite or perhaps because of taboos on sexual topics that were characteristic of that era. Victorians believed that porn was only for a select few. So white men could view it safely, but porn could ruin the minds of women, minorities, and the working class.
So of course, our fragile minds.
Our minds! So white men are fine to view it, but everyone else, you just don't have a robust enough constitution, I guess.
Stuck.
In 1857, the English Obscene Publications Act is published, which is the world's first law criminalizing pornography. In 19th century, the inventions of photography and motion pictures were quickly put to use in the production of pornography. Let's get America back to work. In 1915, the first pornography film is created and is known today by the title A Grass Sandwich. Which, like...
Now I gotta look that up.
Don't look it up. Please, I'm begging you. No, but I was too scared. I was like, what does it even mean? I can't get... Anyway. Oh my God. And it was shot in New Jersey. So after World War I, porn movies were called stag movies and could only be viewed at men-only parties. Just a bunch of men watching porn together.
I feel like that's super weird, actually.
I was like, it's not gay if we like each other as
it's
friends.
Not a total sausage party then.
Through the 1980s and 1990s, with the onset of video cassette and DVDs, wide distribution became even more prolific because it could be viewed in private. In 1988, there was a legal case, the People versus Freeman court cases. The outcome of that case was, it was stated that adult film production, as long as it is consensual, is protected as free speech. Then the internet happened. Woo! The porn industry became one of the most profitable industries because of the internet. It also paved the way for amateurs to post pictures of themselves that challenged the traditional concepts of beauty and sex appeal. In 2004, after President Bush won the election, Republican states saw a jump in porn-related internet searches. After Obama won, blue states saw a jump in internet searches. So researchers suggested for that being on the winning team creates a surge of testosterone, which increases sex drive. If your politician wins, you're going to be horny about it. You're going to be so horny about it. Pornhub launched in 2007. On February 1, 2009, Comcast Cable accidentally aired 37 seconds of porn during the Super Bowl. In 2013, porn was mistakenly aired for an entire 10 minutes in the background of a national news TV report on Syria.
I actually remember seeing something like that. Well, like, the curious, like, oh, I gotta look that up, really.
I wonder how many people got fired.
Oh, well, like, everyone. Everyone's fired. Jail. Believe it or not, jail. Go directly to jail. Yeah.
Right away. You are stealing sweaters.
Jail.
Putting on porn. Right to jail.
Right to jail. Then webcams happened. Then OnlyFans happened. The internet also increased, unfortunately, the availability of child pornography, especially on anonymous image board websites such as 4chan and 8chan. Porn today. Some quick facts on porn today. It is a $100 billion industry. Revenue is larger than all professional basketball, baseball, and football franchises combined. So, I mean, sports or porn, which are you going to pick? I know which one. I'm just kidding.
And just sex sells. Yeah. They're in, I don't know if you guys know this, but in the States, there is a women's football league, and it's all lingerie. They actually play football in their bra and their underwear.
I didn't know that.
Why don't men play football in their bra and their underwear? Maybe I would watch it then.
Actually, I probably would watch it.
Sad fact. Child pornography generates $3 billion annually, which is like...
Seriously?
Yes, it's true. And I was quite sad and disheartened to read
that. That's disgusting.
It is disgusting. Every second, the online porn industry makes over $3,000.
Holy crap.
So three of the largest sites are RedTube, YouPorn, and Pornhub, and they collectively make up 100 million unique visitors. Average age of initial exposure to pornography is 11 years old. Which, like, I don't want to be seeing that when I'm 11. I want to be talking about outer space. what's my favorite dinosaur?
Really,
I don't want to look at porn. Anyways.
When we were 11, we didn't even really get a chance to fully, like, focus in on porn. That's back when you had the old dial-up internet.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, the picture would get about halfway through, and you're like, all right, I'm just going to move on. Right?
Yeah, I've moved on.
Down from the top.
Yeah. Like... Yeah, I think 11-year-olds nowadays probably have a lot easier time of it, which is why the age is so much younger.
Well, those Gen Z kids, they call them.
Yeah, those Gen Z kids, they watch porn with their two.
You know, in our age, when we had the internet, we had patience.
Yeah. Patience is a Christian virtue. Online porn subscriptions are generally higher in conservative states, with the exception of, any guess on who's the exception?
Arkansas.
Montana.
Montana
is the American state with the lowest rate of porn subscriptions. I was like, I don't know. They're probably
I don't blame them. I'd rather look at the mountains and porn. Like, just go out in the wilderness.
They are all busy watching Yellowstone. They're busy being extras on the set of Yellowstone. They don't have time for porn. Are you kidding me? So producing and distributing porn is illegal in North Korea and Iran. 12% of all websites are pornographic. A new porn film is created in America every 39 minutes. Sunday is the most popular day of the week to watch porn. The least popular day is Thanksgiving. Which, I have follow-up questions. I have follow-up questions.
It's like going to the gym working out. Oh, Thanksgiving. This is my rest day, you know?
So... Male porn stars are paid around $150 per scene, but women earn between $600 and $1,000 per scene, which, like, as they should. Do you know how much more women have to do in porn than men? Women have to, like, put on a show.
Yeah, that's
like they are doing the most. Depends on the porn, but
yes.
A study in Psychology of Women Quarterly noted that both men and women who watch porn were less likely to support affirmative action for women, which, like, guys, come on. Don't ruin this for us. Fluffers are people who are hired by film studios to arouse male participants before a pornography scene. Women like to watch lesbian porn more than straight porn, probably because it focuses on the woman's pleasure. That's kind of a no-brainer.
Now they're sick and tired of seeing all the hairy, sweaty dudes.
Yeah. Like, if I'm watching, not saying that I ever have, but if I was to watch porn, it's just like a guy... just kind of jerking off. And
they just look like little meat.
Yeah. Sticks. And I'm just like, there's nothing interesting or fun about this.
Well, even the, like you say, to the questions of the women out there, would you rather see Ron Jeremy or Janet Jameson?
Janet Jameson.
There you go. No brainer. Right?
You're asking a room full of bisexual ladies, though.
Yeah.
So a third of all porn visitors are women. 20% of men watch porn at work. And 13% of women do. Which, like, why don't you just work at work and then watch porn when you're not at work? Like, what's the... Maybe it's, like, fun because they're like, ooh, maybe I'll get caught.
Yeah, there definitely is that aspect. But also, like, that just seems crazy to me.
That seems insane to me. I barely could even go on Facebook at work without being like, nobody look.
Have you... Now I want to know if you have.
Have I?
Yeah, at work.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, why? For what reason?
I need answers.
You sit there bored, you know? You're in a stall, you're alone, you get tired of flipping the same old stuff. I don't know, I'll just watch a pair of, like, bouncing titties for a minute. Like, that just brings joy to my afternoon.
It would distract me too much. I'd be like, I am not returning to work until orgasm has happened.
Yeah. Forget it.
Like, I can't just watch something and be like, well, that was fun, and just go on. It's like, no, I'm like, I have a problem.
If you feel the need, call in sick for a half hour in the middle of the
afternoon. I'll be sick for half an hour, exactly. I'll be there later. I have an appointment. Countries with the easiest access to hardcore porn have the lowest sex crime rates in the world. The three main groups that have traditionally opposed pornography are feminism, religion, and the law. A Netherlands study found only a very small association between watching porn and paying for sex. So one does not lead to the other.
Yeah.
A recent study found that watching porn did increase hostile sexist attitudes, but only in those people who already had those tendencies. They didn't, like, create
it.
So more porn websites for women have started to emerge. Belaysa is one that comes to mind. It's like ethical porn. Created by people who want to be there, directed by women, created for women. Mm-hmm. So good things about porn according to other people. So Larry Flint and Salman Rushdie, one's a producer, the other is a novelist, argue that pornography is crucial to freedom. And they believe that a society's level of freedom can be evaluated by how accepting it is to porn. A study in The Atlantic claims that the ubiquitousness of porn has correlated with a drastic decline in sexual abuse towards women. Yay. We love less sexual assault. So it's great for us. Porn can increase sexual desire and improve sexual attitudes and overall outlook on life. Porn encourages masturbation, and we stan a good masturbation moment because it's healthy. It improves your mood, increases fertility. Well, I don't care about that part. Gets rid of headaches. I do care about that part. You can find out what you like by watching porn. It reduces stress, helps you sleep better, relieves menstrual cramps, which is true. It relieves pelvic tension, strengthens muscle tone in pelvic and anal areas, and in men, it reduces the risk of prostate cancer. You're welcome. So another good thing about porn, it is technically very safe sex. It can help foster emotional and sexual intimacy between two people. Looking at erotic pictures reduces cortisol, giving you better concentration and mental performance in general. Kind of wakes you up. Woo! It can reduce sexual stigma around sexual behaviors, certain sexual behaviors that, you know, while not illegal or immoral per se, may make you feel, like, alone or, like, kind of weird about yourself. Like, it's weird that I like
that's
that.
That's true.
But then you watch porn of it and you're like, well, that person's doing it. So I guess it's not
well,
that
this weird. Is very normal, though.
Totally normal. So there's lots of ethical, queer, body positive, diverse porn that exists. And it's easy to access. Porn that focuses on the woman's pleasure can be healing for survivors of sexual abuse. Porn helps you figure out what turns you on. It's a self-education tool. And it can invite conversation between sexual partners to try something new. Sex becomes boring if you just do the same thing every single time. And it's like, what do I even, like, get undressed for? Anyway. Bad things about porn. So sexual exploitation and abuse by performers, directors, and production companies. That's obviously, like, not optimal for anyone. Porn is linked to sex trafficking. A lot of porn has been filmed due to someone being tricked, forced, or coerced. Non-consensual sharing and distribution of graphic images and videos, aka also known as revenge porn. Boo. Child pornography is prolific. In pornography, there are sometimes, like, many depictions of a lack of consent which can increase already existent harmful beliefs about what consent is and its importance in the bedroom. It can create unrealistic expectations around sex and other people's bodies. It can create problematic suppositions for impressionable young people who have never had sex, but then they watch porn and they're like, oh, my first time will obviously be like that. And then they get to their first time and they're like, it wasn't like that. It was nothing like that. It never is. Yeah. If the habit becomes compulsive, it can lead to porn addiction. Porn addiction is a real thing. So when watching porn, the brain can elicit a reaction similar to that of consuming a drug, and it can become addictive, compulsive, and it becomes especially problematic when you watch porn in order to regulate your emotions. We're not regulating our emotions by watching porn. We're not doing that. It's bad. So porn isn't addictive for everyone, kind of in the same way that like cocaine is not addictive for everyone. Alcohol is not addictive for everyone. And then there's some people that drink that they legitimately have a problem and they can't drink at all because of their relationship to it. But not everyone is going to have that same relationship. So when porn becomes addictive, it has a negative effect on a person's mental health, sexual health, and relationships, contributes to erectile dysfunction, desensitization, or lack of arousal with partners in real life. Addictions often lead the person to increase the intensity and shock factor of the content that they consume, which makes in real life sex less arousing, making it harder to perform sexually, and eventually sometimes they like are not able. If you're not able to get off unless you're watching porn at the same time, then there is a problem. Yeah. Okay. How old were you the first time you watched porn, and what was your reaction to it?
Oh, dang. I know exactly mine. Do you know?
Oh, age. I don't know. Reaction? Wow.
Do you remember like where you were and stuff? Yeah. And like,
I remember where I was, I was doing, you know, like, what I was wearing, what everyone else was wearing. Like,
wait,
I remember
why that. Was there other people there?
Well, you're about to find out. I'm going last. You guys answer first.
Okay.
Like for me, this is going to probably sound like stupidly super vanilla, but I think like my first experience with porn was like, you'd like flip through the fucking, like, remember you see like the Sears catalog years ago?
Yeah.
You flip through and have like everything, like you can buy clothes and shit. But
the Sears wish list.
Yeah, right. But then you flip to the one part and it was all like women like in like lingerie and stuff like that. It's like, okay, that got my little like, you know, boy brain thinking.
For myself, because I know I saw the Sears catalog way early.
Yeah.
Also, looking back on my life, I'm like, how did I not know that I was bi so long ago?
Yeah, like so long ago.
I was like checking out girls of the Sears catalog when I was like five. My first experience with porn was when I was 9.
Wow, that's so young.
And it's going to get so much worse.
Okay, I think I'm ready.
We were sitting at the pastor's house.
Fuck off.
And
no.
I was watching TV and it was like late at night, like after midnight. And it was like a Girl Next Door came on. And I was like, what?
What?
And so I watched it extremely cautiously because my parents were upstairs. And then the next day I Googled. Also, I'm going to just point out that I didn't know how to delete your findings on the internet.
What?
And so, yes, everybody found out.
Stop. Stop. No. Stop. Were they like, we have to talk to you about your pornography problem?
Yes.
It would have been
bad. And I had to have a sit-down conversation, and then they had to tell the pastor. And so, for the rest of my life, I'm like, that's how he views me. But yes, that was my first experience. It was horrific in the afterwards.
Okay, so, like, I just always had a deep aversion to porn. I was like, why would I? Even if I did not have an aversion to sex when I was young, I'd be like, why would I want to watch someone else doing it when I could just go out and do it myself? Wouldn't that be funner for me, a person? So I was just like, no, I'm good. Like, miss me with that. But then, so I had this friend in America who got married, and I went to her wedding, and at the bachelorette party they were like, let's watch porn, and I was like drunk, so I was like, okay. So they put it on and I was like, I was like in my early 20s, the first time I watched
porn. I feel like that would be so awkward with a bunch of people.
They were all really into it. It was like kind of funny, but I felt like I didn't like it. Like, it was, like, overwhelming, I think. And it wasn't, like, exciting or anything for me. I was just, like, it seemed, like, very repetitive and boring, and I didn't get what the appeal was for everyone else. I was like, this isn't it for me. Like, this isn't my jam. So that was kind of how I first felt about it. So, Spenny, you did not grow up in the church, I'm guessing.
No, I did not. I had to go to a Catholic school, though, from grades 1 to 8.
Okay, well, that works.
The only reason why is because, like, where we lived out of the country was the only school, like, in the fucking, like, zone or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But religious? No.
What were you taught about pornography growing up in the church or at Catholic school, or par exemple?
Nothing.
They didn't mention porn in Catholic school?
No, not a goddamn thing. Like thinking back, like, all that time, like, it was nothing. There was never, like, a sex ed thing. There was never, like...
But you were there till grade 8. Yeah. Like, they're supposed to teach sex ed starting, like, grade 6.
Okay, to be fair, in the Ontario school system, you don't start high school till grade 9. So our thing is, it's grade 1 to 8 is, like, all one school, and then, like, your high school is grade 9, 10, 11, 12. I know you guys...
So they would start that teaching you that in grade 9, then?
Yeah,
that seems so late.
I first received a sex education class in grade 3. And it wasn't like, this is what porn is. It's like, this is what a naked body looks like. These are the parts on a naked body.
The P and the V.
They did not cover that. But it was like, my teacher had, like, a projector, and they were like, human bodies. And then they put a picture of a naked human, woman, and naked man. And everyone just laughed. Everyone just laughed for, like, 5 minutes straight.
Yeah.
She could not get it back together. Like, it was done. As soon as she put the images of the naked people up there, we were just laughing so hard that we were, like, inconsolable. Could not be consoled. So
I love that.
Kate, did anybody ever talk to you about pornography, like, at church or anything like that?
Not prior to them finding it.
And then they were like, porn is super bad.
Oh.
You'll be addicted to it forever.
I don't think they ever gave me the talk that I'd be addicted to it, but just that it was absolutely disgusting. And by me watching it, then I was disgusting. And that is not what I'm supposed to view. And it is bad for my brain and my future, which I'm assuming that they're implying that it's bad for my future husband.
Yeah, I think there was really, like, they kind of presented as, like, the worst case scenario, like, getting addicted to porn, getting addicted to it so much so that you are not turned on by your partner and you can't get off with your partner unless you're watching porn. I think they presented that as, like, this will happen to everyone who watches porn. And I was like, okay, got it, that's going to happen to everyone. And they did, like, I do remember being exposed to, like, a few talks about the science of it, like, how it produces dopamine and that you, like, can't get to arousal unless you get the dopamine hit, which I think is, so that's, like, true sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's not always going to be true of everyone forever. And so I think I was taught kind of the same thing, but I think I was, like, because of the fact that I just, like, didn't really like it, and it made me feel yucky.
Yeah.
And then also because of the fact that it was, like, so tied into, like, child pornography and sexual exploitation, I was like,
it must be destroyed.
Also, I just realized, like, my parents, they would have had no understanding how to deal with that. Because also my first encounter with porn was all lesbian porn. Like, what are they going to do about that?
Yeah, it wasn't until I watched lesbian porn one time that I was like, oh, this is why people like to watch porn.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, fun and interesting. So how have your beliefs about pornography changed over the years?
Good question. Oh, fuck. That's a big question.
Okay, Spenny, you go first.
Oh, my beliefs have changed?
Have they?
Like, what did you think about pornography? Like, what was your, did you have a philosophy? Or were you like, porn is a nice thing that I see occasionally? Or was it like, porn is a big part of my life?
Okay, like, porn rules when you're, like, a teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? But then, like, later on when you actually, you know, you actually start, like, having, like, like, yeah, like sex and all that good stuff, and so then it takes a backseat.
Yeah. Yeah. The real thing is better.
But it's still a good old friend when you have those lonely nights from time to time. It's just there.
I think I was so intrigued by it when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, obviously within the church, like, you don't talk about sex.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that is something only for marriage. And so it fascinated me because of that. Because I'm like, this seems like such a world, like, I don't know anything about. But then I was constantly being told that it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then I started, the older I got, the more I got on, like, the train of, like, there's a lot of bad sex, or not, sorry, bad porn out there.
Well, there's also a lot of bad sex out there. Let's be real. Let's be real.
But, like, and then even, like, I started supporting, like, Servants Anonymous, and just the more involved I got in with places that were trying to rescue women out of these horrible
situations.
Yeah. The more I, like, I kind of tied that into porn as well.
Yeah. I think I did blame porn. And to be fair, porn has had a hand in those things.
Yeah.
Like, there's no getting around that.
Well, and, like, yeah, I can't say, like, all porn is bad, but there is some awful shit out there.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, I know, I kind of came full back, full circle. I do think that there is non-ethical porn, and I don't want to support that.
Yeah.
But I want to support those that are doing it and love it, and, like, power to them.
Huzzah.
Huzzah.
As I said, like, when I initially kind of watched porn, it just didn't do anything for me personally. And I just was like, this just, it just makes me feel like cold and alone when I watch it. I like don't like it.
Yeah.
And then when I kind of like tied it into sexual exploitation, child pornography, all these different things about like, and you can like never tell if the porn that you're watching, I think there was a point in time where like, there's no way to tell if the porn that you're watching is ethical. Now it's different. But back then, like, there wasn't really a way to tell. Do I know that this person is consenting? Do I know that they're of age? No, I don't.
Yeah. There's so many more rules now.
So back then, I just was like, didn't want any part of it. And I did think that it was universally bad. Like, I did think it created those false expectations and et cetera, et cetera. So then when I started dating again, and then when I started reading erotic novels, I was like, oh, maybe I will like this. So then I just started watching like lesbian stuff every now and then. And so I was like, oh, maybe I'm gayer than I realized. And then I realized, no, the reason I like that so much is because it focuses on the woman's pleasure.
Yeah.
And then I found a site, Belisa, that's like, it's ethical porn. It's created for women by women, and it always focuses on the woman's pleasure. I think the reason that porn is like so boring and such a turnoff for so many women is because it just always focuses on what the guy is experiencing, and they're like, well, I don't care. That's not fun for me.
Yeah.
Here's my beliefs about porn now. I think that it can be absolutely gut-wrenchingly life-destroying in some contexts.
Uh-huh.
And I think it can be healing and life-giving in some contexts.
Yep.
Like, it just depends on the context.
Yep.
So that's kind of where I'm at. If someone's like, I'm watching porn so much that I stopped going to work, I'm like, okay, time to look at your life choices here. But if someone's like, yeah, I watch porn occasionally, I always have a great time, I'm like, great.
Yeah.
Love that for you. And I think it does help you discover, like, oh, that looks like it would be fun. Like, totally. Don't try this at home, but you kind of discover, like, what you would like.
Oh, totally. And like you said earlier about the, like, learning that, like, maybe some things you're interested in isn't that crazy.
Yeah.
But also, I would say to that, I remember when I was younger that it did give me a really bad image of what sex was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Especially because, like, even bodies, because in porn, they're pretty much always perfect, right?
Yeah.
And so then I was just like, oh, I don't look like that. And
yeah.
Sex wasn't like that. So that means I'm doing it wrong, which I'm like,
yeah,
that's not the case.
I think porn is like more universally not that great of an idea when you're younger. I think when you're older, you just know. Like,
yeah.
You know that sex is not like that. you know that like bodies don't realistically always look like yeah. that. You like know that there's this kind of like almost this farcical element to it where it's like, okay, that's obviously not realistic.
Yeah.
But then you can kind of just like put that aside and appreciate it for what it is, basically.
PNB.
Yeah.
And other
podcast of the man.
Podcast of the man.
So what I like about porn nowadays is that there is ethical porn and there is porn being created for women by women.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that especially for survivors of sexual assault, it's really nice to have like to have a safe way to experience what good sex might be like.
Yeah.
Without like having to put yourself in that situation. That's what I think.
No.
What about you guys?
I will say, like, knowing a lot of people that work in the industry, it has really changed my view and ideas of porn, and it made it a lot less serious, if that makes sense. So yeah. Like, these are just my friends. These are just my buddies. And
just
they,
my hoes. My homies.
And they plan. Homies. Yeah, they plan this, like, 30-minute set, and they have fun. They go do it, and, like, they're done. And it changed it a lot from, like, how I perceived it even as a teenager, because it had such like the religious like this is evil to it, where I'm like now looking at it I'm like these are just people that are having fun, they're doing it because they like
they're
it.
Just people who enjoy other people.
Yeah.
Is there anything you dislike about porn nowadays?
I'm good with the classics.
I really don't like the child pornography industry.
Well, yeah,
I don't appreciate that.
I will also say like there are still aspects of the porn industry that really don't help us women out.
Yeah.
And just how, like, yeah. Well, we're apparently only here to be sexual creatures for men to look at.
Yeah.
And so there's that side of it that I think we'll just always yeah. have.
Any porn exist. That depicts, like a lack of consent, I'm like, please don't. But we're all stocked up here. Like, we don't need any more of that.
Like, the rough, like, non-submissive
shit. Well, it's
like getting, like...
Well, it's not BDSM because BDSM is predicated on consent, yes. right? But the whole thing starts with consent. It's ongoing all the way through.
Yeah.
So for people to like be like, it's BDSM. I'm like, no, it's not.
Because like they betray it like way too well.
Yeah.
It's going to get those certain people there going, huh.
There's definitely some categories that I still don't understand.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. Like.
No, thank you.
There's so many things. One time I did have a dream about Skittles porn.
In what capacity? Like, were you a Skittle?
No.
Were you dressed up as a Skittle?
The Skittles were magical.
Okay.
And they would go, people would eat them, and then they would go to, like, the center of their heart, and then the person would have an orgasm.
Oh. Well, that ain't bad.
And everyone's like, there's porn of everything. Next day, I Google Skittles porn. Nothing. Nothing. No Skittles porn. Taste the rainbow. You think there'd be porn of it, but no, there's not.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Megan, you're onto something.
I am onto something.
Write down these ideas.
This was going to turn into the fucking the band Skittles commercial.
Oh, that's funny. I once had a vibrator that refused to turn off to the point where I had to cut open the silicone, rip it in half, and pull out the wires.
Wow.
Because it would not turn off no matter what. Like, the battery should have died a long time ago. It was still going.
It was still going.
And I couldn't put it down on any surface because I was living in my parents' basement. So if it went, if it put it on a surface, it would just be like.
Sticking it was, pretty close basket halfway.
It like understood the assignment. It had one job to do and it did it.
And the light, because there was a light inside of it, even though I pulled out the wires and everything, the light stayed on all night. Like, I swear it was possessed.
It was like Bride of Chucky vibrator edition.
So fucking weird. I don't know.
The soul of Chucky is now in this vibrator.
I ripped it
That's
out.
Why you can't.
Ripped out the soul.
Oh, geez, Louise.
That's showbiz, baby.
Baby.
Thanks for joining us, Spenny.
Yeah, thanks for coming out to your own living room.
We really appreciate
it. It was a treat.